Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're getting deep dipped. We're dipping potato chips into all kinds of vegan dips. We're also 12. We'll also talk about making Dave's potato dreams come true.
Wait, what? Okay. September concludes.
It sure does.
Here we are. At the end of September.
Toeheads, what a ride.
And my promise to you, the listener, singular, we're going to give you more than 33 minutes of content this time. We're going to give you at least 34 minutes of content this time.
That's right. That's a Talking Tofu promise.
So I'm looking at the clock right now, and I'm going to keep an eye on this for you because I'm not going to let things get out of hand like they got last week. Okay. Which I want to say, I produced probably an hour to an hour 15 worth of content last time.
Yeah, I cut a good 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah, you got real mad at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can keep the parts in where you get mad at me.
No, I didn't.
I think you should. You heavily, heavily edit the podcast.
Yes.
I don't like it.
I know.
We also don't have any listeners. I think the two might be related. I think you're leaving all the juice on the floor. And
is that why it's so sticky in here? Well, I thought it was because of the deep dip.
It is. It's both. It's the good stuff that you're leaving from the episodes and also the deep dipping that's happening.
We're talking about potato chips, everyone.
See, yes. They know.
They know.
They know.
Look, my mom listens to this.
We're having fun.
My sister.
We're having fun. So, Can I encourage you this time?
Yeah.
To take that little sensor, maybe reduce it by 30% this time.
Let's
see how it feels.
Okay.
I'm
going to try it on.
There was one thing I said last week that you absolutely should have edited. And you were right to do it. I don't listen to the episode, so I don't know if you did or not. But you probably did.
Since I edited out half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the rest, I think it's okay for us to argue. I think it's okay for us to argue on the pod.
Toeheads, how do you feel about mom and dad fighting on the pod?
They think that what you leave in is us fighting. And they have no idea.
They don't.
You just waved me away.
I did. I just waved him away. I said, the podcast is over. I got to go.
So September 2023 is at a close. Arguably the only thing worse than September 2022.
September is the most wonderful month of the year.
That's not true. This has been a run of bad episodes. This one's no different. And no, this is not the same as me generally bagging on the podcast.
This is actual criticism.
This is actual, not a bit.
Not a bit.
This has been bad. It's been lazy. It's been a really active sort of lazy. Like, it took a lot of effort to make the lazy choices that we'd made.
Yeah.
It was not good.
No.
Now, did we rise above the situation we had created without anybody asking us to? Yes, we did the best we could.
We did.
We set ourselves at a disadvantage, and then we exceeded that disadvantage.
Yeah, we did.
Right. That doesn't make... We shouldn't do this again next year.
I think September. I think this is the final September, Toeheads, unless there's an outcry.
That said, I have a few ideas for September next year.
Oh, no.
But I want to run some top lines by you that I'll surely forget about by August of next year. The one good thing about September, and I'm including this episode when I say that, is the potato chip skillet that we did last episode.
Mm.
I think that September 2024, if we did it, should have prepared food.
Every episode.
Every episode.
Woo.
I don't think
that
ranking potato items is a sustainable idea for even one episode. Becky is looking at the table of dips that we are about to get deep dipped with. But I think don't know. There are ways to do right by the potato, and we don't. I think we tried to do right by them last year.
Not so much this year?
I think not so much this year.
I have a letter to the contrary that I'll read at the end.
Well, do you want to just do the letter now?
Sure.
Why do you want to break format? Why do you get mad at me for breaking format?
I'll read the letter.
Just 6 short days ago, you got mad at me for breaking the format. But now you want to read the letter up top.
I just was mentioning the letter that it exists.
Are you suggesting the letter to get us out of this? Out of this hole? Out of this self-critical hole that we're in?
No, I'm saying the letter is to the contrary of what you just said. You said ranking potato items is not useful to our listeners, and I have a letter to the contrary right here.
She's getting annoyed with me again.
Yeah, I'm getting upset. I'm getting very upset.
Why are you getting very upset?
I'm not getting very upset, listener. I am overplaying my level of upsetness for comedic effect, and it is not landing.
No, it's landing well, but
great.
It was that until it wasn't last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just want to say, I wouldn't be in this room if I wasn't here to have fun.
Yeah. Me too.
And it should all be in the spirit of having fun.
Yeah.
Right?
I like fun.
I know you do.
I like jokes.
You like jokes up until you don't. Up until you don't like them anymore.
Oop. Yep.
I like to come in here. I'm a disruptor. I don't know if I've said that before.
I think this is the first time
you've
said
that. But I like to disrupt. I like to take things like a nicely set table of a script.
Yeah.
And I like to Mr. Wizard it. You know, I like to pull that tablecloth.
Script that your wife worked on.
Yeah, we'll hit all the points. We hit all the points on there. We always do.
Yeah.
But see what? I come in with this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get mad at me. And this energy?
Yeah. He's pointing out the window. It's flying.
It's a gesture. It's not a point.
That window, though, it doesn't open. So it's going to actually
it's
right into the
energy
window.
Can go through
windows?
Yes.
Okay.
Only windows.
Only?
Yes.
What about the blinds? Because also, listener, the blinds are closed.
In this, the blinds are up. In this.
Oh. Okay.
The blinds are up.
Gotcha.
The neighbors need to see the deep dipping that's happening in here.
We do it for them.
Hey, you said we got a letter? You want to open up the mailbag a little bit early?
Sure.
Disrupt the script a little bit, you say? Let's do it.
I'd like nothing more.
Let's do it.
Amanda writes, Becky, this tater tot review is truly the Lord's work. I'll be buying tots for my child. We get the Trader Joe's hash browns because they're a good handheld size, and she used to love them, but lately she's not into it. We have helped a fellow parent feed their child.
Well, feed their child fried potatoes.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Look. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to complete the sentence.
That sounded a little judgmental.
I'm just here to complete the sentence. We're here to help the child, help feed the child fried potatoes.
Yeah.
Right.
AKA the Lord's work.
My note is not on the child eating the fried potatoes.
Uh-huh.
My note is on allowing a child to hold a hash brown.
It's the Trader Joe's hash browns are like the oval ones.
I know. That's to hold it without a sleeve. It comes in a sleeve everywhere you buy one. It's the greasiest way to hold a potato.
I don't know if you've ever seen a toddler eat.
Yeah. Why make it worse? Is my point. Why contribute the grease from a different direction?
Let's not judge this listener's
choices. I'm not judging
anybody.
I'm not judging anybody.
I'm sensing judgment. Amanda, respect your choices.
Amanda, thanks for the letter. I would never judge your choices.
Hey, go on.
Can I please finish? Can I please? God damn.
Listener, not even this is us fighting. Can you even?
Can I please goddamn is what I said. That's not even a real upset thing to say.
It's just a nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Leave it in though. Mm-hmm. Leave it in. Gotta get to 34 minutes this week. I've made a promise.
It's a long road.
I made a promise. I think we're almost there.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Can we stop at 34 regardless of where we are?
Just the hard out mid-sentence.
Yeah. We did it. We're done. Look, toddler life is messy.
Ugh.
I know. I should know. I got two of them.
What? Oh, you're funny.
It's you. We only have one child.
He's not a toddler.
He's not a toddler anymore. I'm just saying, don't make your life messier, you know? Think about it. Think about it. I'm writing you a letter, Amanda.
Hey, and if you'd like to write us a letter.
The whole thing.
You can write to us at talkintofupod@gmail.com. But actually, the best thing to do is message us at talkintofupod on Instagram. I read and respond to every single one. Just ask anyone who's ever written us a letter.
Hey, I got a great idea. Can I see your pen? I thought about this morning while I was bathing my bod in the shower.
Oh, okay. Is it a surprise?
No, it's just for the end.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Amanda. Great letter.
Great letter. Great we letter. Loved it.
So you're back on your skates. Let's just get this out of the way.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm back on my skates.
Yep.
It hurts a little bit to skate, but I am trying to not let that stop me because I missed it.
Yeah. I think you might pay for that.
Oh, for sure. I'm prolonging this injury every time I go skating in a cavalier manner, like I'm about to do after this recording.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's why you're in a rush and want to get out of here at the 34 mark.
I'm not in a rush. We have plenty of time. I don't have to leave for a long time. 7:30.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even six now. Don't dox us.
Hey, you have exciting news about skates?
What? No.
Forget it.
Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
Get excited?
No, I told you last week. Did you keep that part in? Where I said, let's not talk about things until we've done them.
I can't remember if I left it in or not.
Okay. I'm very superstitious.
Yeah.
If you say it like that, again, I'm going to get upset. For real.
Okay.
I'm going to have to record the rest of the podcast. Uh-huh. When I'm more in the mood to have fun.
Oh, no.
The energy is... That blind is rising up.
He's pointing out the window again, listener. This is problematic.
But one thing... Okay, so what we can talk about...
Yeah.
You done talking about skating? That was very little skating content. You didn't do any toe twisters or...
Oh, I would love to talk more about skating.
Did you open the book? Did you close the book?
My friend... I taught someone else how to do that.
That's called a transition, everybody, in the skating biz.
Transitioning from going forwards to backwards and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But also, my friend Nguyen taught me a trick that helped me unlock spins. A few weeks ago, another friend, Leo, taught me to pretend to hold an imaginary broomstick parallel to the ground and then pull it towards you, and that'll help you keep going and stay balanced. And Nguyen taught me that when you're spinning, you have to do two things. You have to, first of all, think about where your feet should be because your feet go wrong, everything goes wrong. And then she also taught me, look in the direction that you want to spin because your body will go where your face is. Hmm. And so I thought about my feet and I held the broomstick and I looked where I wanted to go. And y'all, I just spun and spun and spun until I got dizzy.
Some say she's still spinning to this day.
Just spinning forever.
Spinning off to space.
It was really fun. I mean, it needs work, but it's getting there.
Yeah.
It's been fun. I definitely felt the 2 weeks off, though. My first skate back was on the belt line. And when I hit the belt line, I felt very wobbly. I had a rough first 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I kind of got my sea legs back. But it was tough at first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you were really going to talk more about skating.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to. And I was like, happy to, always.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You love that.
I do.
Cool. I'm glad you're back in the saddle.
Thanks.
A little skatey saddle. Hey, do you want to talk about, you want to do a talking toe views?
Sure.
Lights, camera, action. It's talking toe views.
All right. Hey, it's talking toe views.
Yeah,
and
it is.
This is a segment of the podcast where we talk about the media that we're consuming, the visual media that we've been consuming.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
That's what we do.
Yep.
I'll tell you something that I saw. I saw this in the theater. I saw A Haunting in Venice. Now, this is... All right.
Dave hates that I take notes.
Like you're interviewing me. This is a murder mystery.
Ooh.
Starring Kenneth Branagh. Branagh?
I just always say it fast because I
feel like... He's the guy in Tenet.
Yeah.
The guy in Tenet.
Kenneth Tenet.
The guy in Tenet,
mm-hmm.
who is the guy who got the future stuff. The guy on the yacht, the rich guy, the bad husband.
Yeah.
You fell asleep halfway through that movie.
I did anyway. Go in and out for a little bit.
For a little bit? You fell asleep and I said, go to bed. I'm going to watch the rest and tell you what happened.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Anyway, Kenneth Branagh plays Hercule Poirot.
Mm.
That's right. In this murder mystery set in Venice, in an old mansion in Venice. Tina Fey, also in the movie.
Was she funny in the movie?
She's not trying to be.
Okay.
She's quirky.
Quirky.
She's got a way to her.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
This seems perfect for spooky season.
Look, it's a fun mystery. It's a fun mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's in pretty Venice. They call it pretty Venice over there.
Oh.
It's a local thing. The mystery, hey, I didn't solve it. And then at the end, I was like, I could have solved it if I'd been smarter. Which I think is the mark of a good mystery.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't like mysteries that I can solve.
Yeah, because then what's the point?
But I'll tell you. One mystery that I did solve, and you can attest to, After Party Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
I solved it like in the second episode.
Yeah, he called it so early. It was wild.
Speaking of After Party, Season 2. We're like halfway through season 2.
Yeah, kind of a snooze.
Kind of a stinker. Yeah. Kind of an active poo-poo.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to watch the whole thing because...
I got to see whodunit.
Sam Richardson, and we got to see whodunit.
Got to see whodunit.
Yeah.
Ken Jeong?
Mm-hmm.
He's in it.
Yeah.
Sam Richardson?
Mm-hmm.
He's in it.
That's who I just said.
Zach Woods? He's in it. I know, I'm listening. I'm sorry, am I not allowed to say cast members' names that you've already said?
Correct.
Who else is in it then?
Oh, I don't
I'll
know.
I'll give you the chance.
Sam Richardson was the only one I knew, and you took that away from me.
I didn't take it away from you. You said it.
Listener, he took it.
I swear to God. Anna Conkle.
Oh, yeah.
Pen 15.
Yeah.
She's in it.
I didn't know the actor. I can never remember her name.
I have every episode.
I know.
I say to you, Anna Conkle's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here's the thing. This one just doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, Anna Conkle does a great job. Story just doesn't make a lot of sense. Just doesn't make a lot of sense. Oh.
We were also discussing
Poppy Lou
the other night.
From Hacks.
That the setting of the story is just not as interesting. It's like at a wedding venue.
I think it's as interesting. I just don't think it's as realistic.
Like
everything that happens is so cuckoo. Speaking of which.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this two-year-old or second grader who's riding into school with our child.
Are we going to do this?
I'm driving them to school.
Yeah.
You usually do it. This is the second time in history that I've done it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just a deadbeat.
Oh, yeah, you drove him today.
Yeah, drove him today. Walks up with his father. I drive a Subaru. He says, oh, it's the cuckoo with the Subaru.
No one. He roasted me the other day and I was telling a friend of the show, Liz, about it. And we were commiserating about how no one will roast you like a child.
The cuckoo.
He
called me a cuckoo. And then he said, no fibbing this time. Because I told him a story about...
Yeah, he's got your number.
They hired a new coach at the school.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I drove him in. Yeah.
Sorry.
The last time I drove them in.
Mm-hmm.
I told him about they had hired a new coach at the school. The coach's name was Coach Crumbles.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach was made of a cookie. And so he probably hadn't seen him because the coach can't go outside because they're worried it'll rain and the cookie will melt, or dissolve.
Crumble, yeah.
A cookie won't crumble if it gets wet.
You're right, it would dissolve.
Yeah, it has to be dry to crumble. You're so right. So it's ridiculous. You sound ridiculous.
I feel ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. So he obviously didn't believe me. And he's held on to that because he started talking to me about Coach Crumbles again today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did he do?
How I had lied about Coach Crumbles. So, anyway.
What anyway, a firecracker.
Cuckoo with a Subaru. Anything else we're watching? Okay. You're watching Angel.
Yeah.
Let's save that for Buffy Bites.
Yeah.
I got questions about Angel. It looks bad.
Okay.
It looks. I don't like to use this word. I'm not smart enough to have a better one. It looks dumb. It looks like a dumb show. Yeah. Is it a dumb show?
I mean, yeah.
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 Okay.
It's a dumb show.
All right.
But I enjoy it.
You can have fun on a dumb show.
Cordy's on it and I love her.
Hey, no spoilers.
Okay. Well, I mean, she's on it from the very first episode. Okay.
Cordy's my favorite part about Buffy.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's Talking Toe View.
Hey, takeout. Now we can talk about the thing you wanted to talk about last week because we have done it. Okay, never mind.
Oh, that was okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's potato related. God damn it. God damn it. It's potato related.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
So, okay, we had our wedding anniversary last Saturday and I took you to a prefix menu at Little Bear Restaurant.
Oh, that
in
thing
Summerhill.
That you wanted.
How, we had a vegan prefix.
How is and, that potato?
Oh,
related?
My good Lord. The main course was a sweet potato.
But you, David Streepy, have said that sweet potatoes are not potatoes.
The fact that you are so pinwheelingly blindsided by the fact that I could introduce this as a potato-related subject shows me that you had forgotten that we had a potato.
No, I remember when it came out, because with the prefix, you don't know what you're getting. It's kind of like chef's yeah. choice, and it comes out, it's a fun yeah. surprise. And when it came out and it was the sweet potato, I was like, ooh, we can talk about, oh, no, we can't. And so I filed it away as a for later.
Well, I'm all for contorting a definition to make it fit the theme and talk about a thing that we did.
Yeah, so it was our anniversary, Toeheads.
That's right.
17th?
Oh, my God. Another question?
17? 18?
17!
17. It was our 17th anniversary. And Dave
23rd together.
23rd together.
Our anniversary is on the same day as our first date.
Yep.
I just think that's romantic is all.
I think so too. I love it. We planned it that way. When we looked over... Anyway. So Dave took me to dinner at a new-to-us restaurant in Summerhill called Little Bear.
That's right.
Little Bear has a pretty small menu, but it changes frequently.
Yep.
And it includes what they call the dealer's choice, which is a prefix. And mm-hmm. you get, is it five courses?
Four.
Four courses, three savory, one sweet course. They also have a thing called the XL Meat du jour, which they can make it vegan.
Right.
Which is wild to me and amazing. They're very accommodating to vegans at Little Bear. And if you're looking for something upscale and mind-blowingly delicious, this is a good option.
So good. So good.
So we got the prefix and I have marked up a menu.
Oh, boy.
We can talk about what we had.
Okay.
So the first course that came out was the chilled melon soup. Choy, cocoa butter, chili crisp mushrooms. Hokkaido, hot and sour summer squash. And they left off the buttermilk to make it vegan.
That's right. I hate chilled soup. Mm-hmm. I think it's bad. I think it's a bad idea.
Oh,
I don't like it.
I love a cold summer soup, but I understand that that's a divisive stance.
This, however, was delightful.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed it.
The flavors were so incredible. The mushrooms made it like kind of a little bit hearty, like, but just hearty moments. It was still fresh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Also, every bite had like different combinations of amazing flavors in it because there were all kinds of little bits, but you'd get different bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just amazing. I would like to eat that again before it leaves the menu, though it may be already gone.
Might be already gone. Yeah. One of the things we had that had just hit the menu that day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So what was next?
The next course was a salad. Sounds boring. Wasn't. It was lettuce. The non-vegan version has a brown butter apple dressing, but they used an apple vinaigrette instead to make it vegan.
Yep.
It had apple half sours, which were apple slices that they just like lightly pickled to make them just a little sweet and sour. Cucumber, sweet pepper, and hot pepper. Tons of fresh herbs. And then what they call adorable croutons, which are teeny little croutons about so the size small. Of smaller than a corn kernel.
Yeah.
They looked like they'd been made in a silicone mold because they were all the same perfect shape.
Yeah.
And they were so cute and delicious.
Yeah.
The
You did posit that they had been made in a silicone mold. How would you make...
You make like a batter and pour it in and then bake it.
I think they made a big one and then used a press to break it up into tiny little things.
Before they baked it.
Yeah. No, they baked it and then they used a press to break it down.
Then it would just crumble.
Like Coach Crumbles?
Correct. The apple half sours in this salad blew me away. I am going to start trying to pickle apple slices immediately.
Yeah, I was medium into the salad. It was just a lot of lettuce. All this stuff that wasn't lettuce was really good.
So many herbs, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got some mint and some basil.
Yeah.
Got some other stuff.
I just need less lettuce.
Was a lot of lettuce. Yeah. So then the third and final savory course was the muscadine chicken. They replaced the chicken with half of a grilled sweet potato.
Yeah, they did.
So this was a grape sesame sauce, summer onion, okra and eggplant, which were like grilled in tagine spices. Sorry. It's very small. Manischewitz Duo Zhao, which I don't know what that is, but it also had Thai basil. And then the centerpiece was like this half of a sweet potato and it was roasted. The skin was like really crispy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This was Dave's nightmare.
I was disappointed when it came out.
Yeah. Eggplant plus sweet potato. Dave's poor hopes were dashed.
But I went in with enthusiasm, which I think you'll agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the eggplant. I enjoyed the little eggplants. They were fun. And the sweet potato was better than I was expecting it to be. I was not wild about the sweet potato, but the preparation and the sauce on top helped round it out and make it an enjoyable experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mature enough to eat something that's not my favorite food if it's in a fancy occasion and give it a chance. And I did, and I'm glad I did.
So those were like little baby eggplants. It wasn't even Japanese eggplant. They were like the little itty-bitty babies.
Yeah, they had little rattles mm-hmm. and little bonnets.
Goo-goo-ga-ga, yeah. They said as they brought them out. It was a little disturbing, to be honest.
Yeah.
All right, but I feel like they really saved the best part of this meal for last. And I'm going to read to you now what the menu said, and it's not going to do justice to what arrived. It was a cucumber and apple sorbet with a chocolate drizzle. And sprinkled all over it was little tiny like quarter inch cubes of pickled winter squash. It was served on a bed of this sesame granola, and there was Thai basil all over this as well.
Yeah. Holy Lord.
Oh my goodness gracious.
This is one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life.
The combination of flavors and textures.
Yeah. It was really, really good.
Oh.
Incredible.
I was excited about the sorbet because it sounded so refreshing. But that granola, I couldn't get enough of that granola.
The chocolate formed a shell.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it was like magic shell on yeah. this incredible sorbet. Like the sorbet, I couldn't even describe the flavor of it. It was sweet and sour at the same time, but light. And like watery. And then, yeah, the granola. It was just incredible. It was incredible. It hit me from every direction.
Yeah. And just like I feel like this and the melon soup were the two highlights for me.
Yeah.
Likewise. And what they had in common was that every bite, there were so many elements and all of them worked together in all the combinations. So every bite was different and mind-blowing in a new way.
Yeah.
Oh, just incredible. If you get a chance to go eat at Little Bear, do that. Do it. Run, don't walk.
This is Talking Toe News.
All right, hey, it's Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news and present it for discussion. Sometimes it's a long discussion. Sometimes Becky's not interested and we move right along to the ads. This one is from Veg News, September 27th, 2023. Our pal Nicole Axworthy writes, Daya will give you two free pizzas in the world's first vegan pizza pyramid scheme. So, pretty good way to get some bad pizza. Vegan cheese brand Daya just launched a pyramid scheme to encourage more people to try vegan pizza. The thing about bad pizza was my line, not Nicole's.
Good clarification.
Thoughts on the headline?
I feel like why would you want more people to think that vegan pizza tastes like that?
Dang, you're right there with me. I thought that you would be opposing me on this.
I think it's Daya pizza is fine.
Are you talking about the frozen pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Daya's, that might not be what they're talking about.
Oh, I'm thinking of specifically their frozen pizzas, which are fine. They're nice to have in the freezer for when I need a quick dinner.
Yeah.
They're edible. They're fine. But I wouldn't be like, try this vegan pizza, person who's not vegan, because that would give them the wrong idea.
Well, Nicole goes on to say, or begins to say, we all love pizza. Yeah. I'm with you.
No lies detected.
In fact, it turns out that Americans love it so much that pizza chains boast wait times rivaling airport lines, and a whopping 13% of Americans indulge in pizza daily. But it's not usually vegan pizza that they indulge in, which is why vegan cheese brand Daya Foods has come up with a scheme, the Pizza Pyramid Scheme, that the brand believes is the golden ticket to enticing people to incorporate plant-based pizza into their daily routines. Traditional pyramid schemes often evoke cringeworthy memories of, hey girly, direct messages. But when executed ethically, this peer-to-peer recruitment strategy can be remarkably effective. With its pyramid pizza scheme, Daya hopes to capitalize on the trust people place in their friends and family when exploring new experiences, crafting a unique campaign that encourages consumers, even if they aren't vegan themselves, to relish their plant-based pizzas.
How many Americans eat pizza daily?
13%.
Every day?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You ever been to Sbarro? There's a huge line.
It's true.
We know that people adore pizza at home. However, introducing individuals to plant-based foods can be a challenge, primarily due to taste skepticism. Eh? That's what you said. You exhibited taste skepticism. A devoted meat and dairy eater may never consider adding plant-based options to their diet, Melanie Domer, chief marketing officer of Daya, said in a statement. That's what we aim to change. Pyramid schemes have traditionally been used to introduce people to new products, so why not make that product plant-based pizza? Okay. It is a pyramid scheme, and it is the frozen pizza.
What?
Influential figures in the world of food, comedy, and recipe creation, Joseph Calcavecchia, Joey Dardano, and Kari Garcia are kicking off the recruitment process by each enlisting three friends into the scheme. This trio, in turn, will recruit their own three friends, and the delicious cycle continues until everyone enjoys a day of frozen vegan pizza in the comfort of their homes. Across social media, these influencers will launch their own pyramid schemes and start the recruitment process. Fans of these influencers can email into the scheme to start their own pyramids as well. Daya says there are no queues or waiting periods. Just contact Daya and get coupons for two free pizzas, along with a unique recruitment code to bring three of your nearest and dearest into the scheme. So what do you think?
I mean, I'll get the two free pizzas. Free pizzas taste better because they were free, but I don't think this is a good idea.
Why not? I think it's fun.
It's fun, but it's going to get people to try these pizzas and be like, this is what you vegans think is good pizza? We don't. We know that better pizza exists. Better vegan pizza exists.
Wow.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I just feel like...
So you're with me now on the Daya hate.
Daya
Shred...
Great. No, what?
Just kidding. What was...
What I was going to say is the Daya blocks and shreds I like very much. I think that Daya is my favorite vegan cheese. Controversial. I'm going to get hate for it, but it's true. It melts the best and it tastes good. But the Daya pizzas, not good.
I think it's all bad.
This is Talking Toe News.
fun idea, though.
Yeah, it's a fun idea.
You get two free pizzas. Your friends are going to get two free pizzas.
Yeah, it's a fun idea. I think it would be fun to do for something else, something that tastes good. You know?
You're a hard... You're tough to please.
Yes.
You're tough to please.
Never mind. Wow.
What? I guess it takes a deep dipping to please you.
Hey, you know what else pleases me?
Yeah.
Revenue.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, we're back.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. That's what you say.
Oh.
I always bring us back from the ad.
I'm sorry.
You could do it. Just do it. Just right.
Welcome.
Just do it right. You just have to say the right.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu.
Perfect.
Thank you. We are going to talk now about a very special occasion in our house.
Oh my gosh. We're not even getting deep dipped yet.
Okay. No, where we made. Yeah, just I was surprised you added the little bear thing because I was like, we have a lot to cover.
We got to get that 34 minutes.
We will. Where we made Dave's potato dreams come true. Take it, Dave. What did we do?
I mean, you got it.
We made potato salad sandwiches. Yeah. Toeheads. We did it.
Yeah.
We got. What kind of bread was that? Ciabatta? Ciabatta?
Ciabatta.
We got a ciabatta bread.
Come on.
No, that's all.
You can't like tiptoe into that.
Mm-mm. I'm going to tiptoe back out of it. Homer into the bushes.
I'm walking here.
Oh, boy.
That's who you bumped into somebody while you were tiptoeing into the bushes.
Oh, no. Sorry, yeah,
you're actually in the middle of a busy street.
Oh, no. This is us.
It's a freighter.
We're at the dock now? We're at the docks?
We're walking by the docks.
Yeah.
The guy picked you up.
Of course.
Like, now we're walking together. You're coming with me.
Classic trope. So I made potato salad.
You made potato salad.
We got ciabattas.
We got ciabattas.
We sliced them in half.
Well, okay. We got a note from friend of the pod, Ren, who suggested that there... So a couple of weeks ago, you set this up so poorly.
I really did.
A couple of weeks ago, I know nobody remembers or listened in the first place. I said that it's a shame that we don't make potato salad sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I also said it's a shame we don't make macaroni salad sandwiches. Yes. I don't know why I said it like that just now.
I don't either.
Or macaroni sandwiches. So then a friend of the pod, Ren, reached out and said, hey, in Pokemon, they do make potato salad sandwiches. I was like, what bread? They were like, hoagie roll. I said, or they said, there's usually cucumbers, red pepper in there. Mm-hmm. I said nothing. Left on red. Then I went and saw Haunting in Venice. Got a little spooked. Left. Went to Publix. Got the ciabattas.
Yeah, you did. And the bell pepper.
Come on.
Got the ciabatta.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. So it's so bad. It was so bad. So
empty-throated. Speaking of... Never mind. So we got the ciabattas. We got a red pepper.
Got a cucumber.
We got a cucumber.
Gosh. Oh, my. We're middle schoolers today.
We came home. I came home. Uh-huh. Laid it all out. We made... potato salad. You made the potato salad. You made the potato salad.
Mm-hmm.
And we made the sandwiches and ate them for dinner.
I sliced up the bell pepper and cucumber and we put them on top.
Yeah.
So it was bread, hearty amount of potato salad, cucumber and bell pepper, more bread.
I was going to make a hoagie, but they didn't have hoagie rolls. They only had ciabattas.
Yeah. Ciabatta's so a good, a ciabatta is a good replacement for, I'm sorry, Toeheads.
It's a good bread. The Publix ciabatta is a good bread.
It is. It's crispy on the outside and like soft and pillowy on the inside. It's good bread.
So we made it.
Yeah, we did.
I wasn't wild about it.
Really?
It was pretty bland.
I enjoyed it.
I thought, and I'm sorry, I thought the potato salad was a little bland.
Yeah.
I should have sauced it.
Yeah. I kind of threw the potato salad together.
Should have cut olives into it.
I should have put olives into it. Well, the kid was going to eat it with us.
He won't know. He won't know.
Yeah, next time I'd put olives. We're not going to do that again, though. But
what
I did...
We should do it again. It's okay. A great idea.
We'll do it again. What I did experience when we were eating that sandwich was I really enjoyed the bell pepper on there. I don't usually go for fresh bell pepper, but on that sandwich, the red bell pepper was really good. I'll do that again.
Okay.
Also, I cut up the whole pepper and the whole cucumber, and then we just had cut up bell pepper and cucumber in the fridge, and that was handy.
I do want to shout out another friend of mine, friend of the pod, Anna, who reached out and said, I've actually done macaroni salad sandwiches, and now I'm going to do potato salad. Yum. I said, what was your bread? The reply was, Milton wheat. I get it at Costco. Left it on red.
Until sorry, now. Anna. Until now.
All right, I think it's time to get deep dipped.
I think it's time.
Yeah.
All right, so Dave.
Let's get ready.
I've got 6 dips here. It's a tower.
I already have some preliminary notes on these dips.
Okay, yeah. Well,
there was no rhyme or reason to the dips. You also have not prepared the chow dip.
So we'll do this last.
Or first.
Okay, go do it then.
Okay. Now, it smells like a dad's basement in here.
Mm-hmm. We have warmed up the chow queso, and I will say that when I scooped it out, it had the texture of like Velveeta.
Oh, I'm ready for it.
Do you want...
Okay, what have you done here with the chips?
Okay, so I got 2 kinds of plain chips. I got Ruffles. And I got Kroger brand kettle chips.
Yeah, those Kroger brand kettle chips look bad.
Okay, so
they look like Lay's. I mean, we got to do it. Am I eating one?
No, just get it and get the
this one's too big for dipping.
Okay, well, I believe in your ability to problem solve.
You don't need to be nasty to me like that. There's no salt on this chip at all.
Oh my God, it broke.
This is the most saltless chip I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
This is like if... rice cakes for a chip. Okay, this is the chow cheese sauce.
I didn't really get any sauce on there. I need it back when you're done.
I know, it's tough to do because there's this big chip in the way.
The big fork in the way?
No, the fork's fine. I'm using the fork to help get around the chip.
Oh, the chip that broke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get my chip out that I lost.
Oh my God. We haven't talked about what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Podcast sucks.
Well, listener, that was the first dip. It was the chow queso. So, listener, here's what I did. I went to the store. I got Ruffles and kettle chips. And then we had 3 kinds of dip in the fridge already. Basically, what I did was I went to the dip section and was like, what can we dip?
Hey.
Hey.
Gotta get more dip.
I got Simple Truth Cashew Dip. They have a new flavor. It's the smoky cheddar. We've got the Fresh Cravings Jalapeno Popper Dip. We have Lantana Sriracha Carrot Hummus. We have Trader Joe's Vegan Buffalo Dip. And we have Buffalo Bitchin' Sauce.
So it's not really a cheese deep dipping. It's not really
we're dipping chips.
Portfolio of dip types dipping.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of cheese dips.
It's just a lot of dips.
And then some other dips to make it a larger number of total dips.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
So our first dip was the chow nacho cheese,
yeah,
which needed to be warmed up. And that really derailed this whole segment.
Yeah.
So I scooped it out into a microwave safe container, yeah, as directed.
Yep.
It scooped out and it looked like Velveeta. I microwaved it. It has turned a queso-y texture.
Yeah.
It
smells like a dad's
skating
basement.
Rink nachos.
Yeah.
It tastes like skating rink nachos.
Yeah.
And it's not a complaint.
Yeah.
It tastes like a middle school sleepover to me.
It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We needed a cheese like this. We needed a dip like this.
Yeah, this is good. This
is the movie theater.
This is your pyramid scheme with non-vegans.
Ah.
Something like this.
I'm sorry, but you're reinforcing. This is my pick for the cheese wars, guys.
Chow.
Chow's going to win the cheese war.
They do know what's going on.
Yeah.
They're good. This vegan buffalo dip has been open for a minute. Should we?
Yes.
Okay. So let's do this one next.
This one, I got to confess, I'm a fan of it.
Yeah, it's good.
But let's have another bite. Why did you pick the kettle chip? Why did you bring in two chips if we're only going to dip one type of... Now you're just eating a chip.
I'm hungry.
You're just eating the chip. No dip. A dip, undipped chip. Why did you open two bags of chips and you seem to be only focusing on one as our chip for the dipping?
I had pulled that one out already.
Okay.
And so I was just going to do it next.
You were going to do what next?
Because it was right there.
My point is you're not dipping the ruffle in the... Chow. Oh, yeah. So why did you get two chip types in the first place?
I don't know. I just thought it'd be nice to have options.
I'm dipping this in the vegan buffalo dip. I like it as much as I did.
Yeah.
It's a good dip.
Spicy.
It's got
zesty.
This is when I got this, I couldn't wait to try it. Couldn't wait for the deep dipping. The deep dipping kept getting postponed.
Mm-hmm.
This has usurped the jalapeno popper dip.
Really?
It's top dip for me right now.
I'm surprised by that because this is a cauliflower-based dip, and I can taste the cauliflower in it.
Can you taste it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
But you hate cauliflower, and I was surprised. No. Can you taste it? Could you taste the cauliflower in it?
I never said I hated cauliflower. That is not fair.
Okay.
Cauliflower has its place. Cauliflower needs to know its place. Cauliflower's place is not in my pizza crusts. Cauliflower's place is not acting like a buffalo wing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind cauliflower, though, as long as it's in its place.
Gotcha.
Its place is in a salad. Its place is steamed with its cousin broccoli in equal parts on the side of my plate. And its place seems to be in this dip.
Yeah, I think it works really well. I was just surprised that you didn't mention that it tastes like cauliflower. Well,
because you were giving me a stereotype.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Right?
Up next.
Up next, another one that we've had.
Yes, the Fresh Cravings Jalapeno Popper Cashew Dip. It's open.
Are you okay? Do you need something?
I need a napkin.
Your vocal swirl is what's making me laugh, not your folly. Need a napkin?
Yes, please.
Somebody got deep dipped.
It's everywhere.
Okay, that one was a bust.
Yeah, we're not going to eat that because I don't know how long that's been open. I was unaware that it was open.
Did you even say what it was?
Yeah, I said it was the jalapeno popper
dip.
Okay,
so it's a dip that we've had and liked before.
Yeah.
This is not going well.
No, but we're going to redeem ourselves with this cashew smoky cheddar.
Okay.
From Simple Truth, which is Kroger's store brand.
Now, I don't like smoky things.
Oh, I love smoky things. I was excited about this one.
I'm a bit of a... I'm more of a Craig. I'm more of a Debo in that I don't like smoky. From Friday.
I see.
More of a Debo.
More of a Debo.
That's right.
A classic case. Yes, Bandit says, I'll eat it.
I'm more of a Debo.
Hey, buddy. You gotta not do what you're doing right now. Thank you. All right. So this one, I'm gonna get a ruffle. So Dave will get off my back. What do you want?
Ruffle.
Here you go. One ruffle. One ruffle for it. These are humongous ruffles. I don't need that much. Okay. So this dip, we already said, is the smoky cheddar. This is a cashew-based dip. Oh, dang, that's good. Ooh, and I like it with the ruffle. I'm going back in. It is smoky. It's a little bit spicy. It's like tangy.
This gives me a memory. When I was a kid, going to like a, you know, you go with your parents to a grown-up party.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a spread of food that's a little bit more advanced than what you're used to, what you'd get at like a kid party.
Mm-hmm.
And you see cheese or a bowl of cheese or something like that. And you get excited and you have some of it.
And it's fancy cheese.
And it tastes not what you want cheese to taste like, not what your head has as the cheese taste in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm a grown up now and I'm sophisticated. And I know that this is what cheese can be and that cheese can be things like this. But I don't like it. And I get the same, this isn't what cheese should be feeling in my head. I know that that's a me thing. I'm not representing the world when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
But this cheese is not what I want cheese to taste like. It's bad.
Oh, I feel the opposite.
Okay, well said.
Thank you. I think
well
it's
said, well supported.
I said all the things earlier.
Okay. You said it was smoky.
I said smoky. Spicy. I said it was creamy and zesty and spicy.
Okay. All right.
Up next, buffalo bitchin' sauce, which I had never seen.
Why are we going? Why did you go back to the same well so many times with these dip options?
What do you mean? Oh, cheese and buffalo?
We got two buffaloes.
I know. I'll tell
we
you what.
We got three cheeses.
I'll tell you what. The options at Kroger were limited.
There are more places. I call them restaurants. There are more grocery stores.
Ooh, I will say right now, looking at it, it's thicker than other dipping sauces or bitchin' sauces that I've had. I'm going to go kettle.
I'm going ruffle.
You're going ruffle. Here is a ruffle.
All right.
I'm going to get myself a kettle. I'm going to dip it. Much thicker. Here you go.
Oh, here's my problem with bitchin' sauce. Too vinegary. They're all too vinegary.
It is very vinegary. Ooh, very vinegary.
Kick, it's a good kick.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So it's got heat, and it's got vinegar, and it's got nothing in the middle. It's got no body.
Yeah, I agree. It is missing some, like, it needs, like, some onion powder or something.
Yeah.
Some garlic, tomato, something umami in the middle there.
This is a really bad idea of a thing to do. I'm not enjoying myself at all.
Well, you know what's going to change your mind?
Carrot hummus.
Lantana sriracha carrot hummus.
Ugh. I feel like I've eaten like three bags of chips and I've had four chips.
Oh, this has like it's one of those hummuses with the stuff in the middle.
Is that intentional?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like an animal threw up.
Can confirm.
Oh, I'm so unhappy about that bitchin' sauce.
Oh, sorry,
man. Heat's like still with me.
Yeah, the presentation on this.
This relates to September because dips are what you put potato chips in, and we got potatoes chips to put in the dips. We didn't say that at the beginning. We didn't explain why this is part of September. So can you put in the notes? Stay tuned.
For the reason.
Dave explains why this is part of September at minute 47 or whatever it is.
I, like, don't even want to eat this. Okay.
This is the terrible...
the things we do
give
for you.
Give me a ruffle.
Hang on, I'm
give
getting...
me a ruffle.
Let me...
Give Daddy a ruffle. You can't hoard all the stuff over on your side and then be like, I'm unreasonable to ask for them.
It's actually delightful. It's, like, a little bit sweet.
No, this is okay. I've had it before.
A little
it's
bit
sweet.
Spicy.
It's a very sweet hummus.
It is sweet.
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
But it works with the ruffle. I'm going to try it with the kettle chip.
So I went through a hummus phase where I was making hummus sandwiches every day for work for like a year. And as you can imagine, you get really bored with hummus. So I went to Lantana Brand as kind of a way to spice it up every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really great. The sriracha carrot was a really good addition, but I burned out on it pretty quickly because it's very sweet.
It's very specific flavor too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Arguably one of the worst times I've had on this podcast.
I'm sorry.
Just now.
I'd like this to apologize to everyone.
Yeah. I think a better range of dips. If I can give you some live feedback.
Yeah.
I think a more diverse array of dips mm-hmm. would have been good. Like pick a cheese dip. Or we do all cheese dips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Should we do Dipsember?
No.
Why not? It could be cheese dips 1 week. It could be ranch dips another week. It could be... Think about it.
Sorry, you said ranch dips and my mind went to that ranch dressing you got that was not good.
Which one?
I took notes on it. Actually, the flavor of it was good, but the texture of it was like water. Mm. It like I dipped a tot in it and all of it fell off because it was like water. Best taste is plant-based ranch. They need to thicken it up somehow. It tasted good, but I couldn't get much of it in my mouth. Mm. It was very frustrating.
Okay.
Anyway.
In its defense, it did cost $10.
Great.
Okay, well, that was bad. That was a disappointing time.
Hey, but y'all, that can we just pick a fave? Because I can't stop thinking about this smoky cheddar, honestly. It's
the Trader Joe's vegan buffalo dip for me.
Yeah. The smoky cheddar flavor reminds me of the Miyoko's Roadhouse cheddar.
Oh.
Which is also smoky.
Yeah.
And tangy like this. But this price point, much better
yeah.
than Miyoko's. And Miyoko's doesn't belong to Miyoko anymore, so I haven't been buying their cheese stuff lately. But now I have found a replacement that's cheaper and more readily available. So take that.
Well, it's the end of September.
What'd you think, Toeheads?
Me either. Thanks for listening, though.
Yeah, if you made it this far, God bless you.
Just send a Venmo request for $5. But if you're enjoying the show, please tell us why. Rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. It helps us out. We love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. Do us a big favor. Tell a friend about us. If you like us, do that. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. And also,
mm-hmm.
those of y'all who might want some Talking Tofu merch, we're up on the store. That URL is...
tpublic.com/user/talkin-tofu.
Yeah.
And that's where you'll find our merch. We got t-shirts. We got mugs.
Yeah. Stickers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got it all.
Grocery totes. It's fun stuff.
Yeah.
So you can get Talkin' Tofu all over your life.
Yeah. So do that.
Yeah. Please do it. Please. Please do that. It's actually a really helpful way to support the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. More so than listening to the ads, it turns out.
Yeah. Or if you want to do a direct sponsorship, reach out. We'll talk about that too.
Yeah.
I'm Line Leader on Twitter. And let's be clear. When I say reach out, I don't mean to this handle. I'm Line Leader on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. And Line Leader was taken on TikTok. And if you want to reach out to us.
You can find us at Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram and on Threads. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads. And you can find my recipes, including lots of ones for potatoes, at glueandglitter.com. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington, Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats.
Sorry.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.